हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। And the 13th mantra of the third Valli, first chapter, we saw how everything can be ultimately resolved in the reality, obtaining as one's own self. The entirety of the objective universe, including one's own body, mind, sense complex, including ahankara, can be resolved in one's real nature. It's called Atmani Jagataha Pravilapanam. Atmani Samagrasya Jagataha Atmani Pravilapanam means resolution of the entirety of the cosmos in one's own real nature. The reality of the whole obtaining as one's own self. This resolution is cognitive resolution. That's understanding that the entire objective universe is dependent on the reality of consciousness for its very existence. It does not have the independent existence of its own. It cannot become evident by itself. Atma is the only evidence for the anatma. Anatma is evident to the atma. Atma is self-evident. Atma is the evidence for the existence of the atma and also for the existence of the anatma. Therefore, the existence of the anatma is the very atma, which we saw in the previous mantra. In the 14th mantra, we just started seeing we have a 15th mantra also. Okay. Ashabdam asparsham arupam avyayam tatharasam nityam agandhavachayat anadyantam ahatav param dhruvam nichayatan mrityumukhat pramuchyate. This also we have already seen. Mantra you have already seen, because as I missed the last class, because my health reasons, I just want to say, by discovering that truth in terms of its nature, a person becomes liberated from the bondage of death. Mrityu mukhat pramuchyate. Mrityu mukhat pramuchyate means a person becomes liberated from the bondage of death. The person attains immortality. The person becomes free from the hold of death means the person will not be going through the cycle of births and deaths. The person will be free from birth. He will not be born again. Therefore, he will not have to go through the death also again. So he'll become free from the cycle of births and deaths. Samsara. Which means his mind will become resolved for good. There won't be need for assuming another body, because the person will have resolved all his problems which cause the samsara. Mainly ajnanam. Having resolved ignorance of the truth, And the ignorance caused problems also will become resolved. All emotions will resolve for good. Thereby, the mind will resolve. Mind has to resolve for good. The mind becomes resolved after the exhaustion of the power of the karma phalam. The person will not be born again, assuming another body. Therefore, there won't be death also possible for him. The word videha mukti, the person attained videha mukti. He will live as a jivan mukta, attain videha mukti also. How? By discovering that truth. Param mahataha param dhruvam nichaya. And which is, and the whole mantra presents the words revealing the nature of the reality. As I said many times, reality has to be arrived at only in terms of its nature. When you say reality is anadi, reality is anantam. Anadi means beginningless. Anantam means endless. Avyayam means changeless. So, anadi, anantam, avyayam, these three words help us understand the nature of the reality being timelessness. So, timelessness, changelessness. It means timeless means, so that which is always there is timeless. It is always there means that which is in whose presence time comes and goes. This is the reality. And that reality is free from all attributes also. Soundless, free from touch, formless, free from, it doesn't have any taste, and it doesn't have any of the attributes of the attributes belong to the elements and the elementals. That's why mantra says ashabdam, asparsham, arupam, avyam, arasam, agandhavat, nityam, anadi, anantam, mahataha param dhruvam. So with this also we have seen already. Now we move on to the next mantra, 16th mantra. This also we have seen already. Nachiketam upakhyanam mrityu proktam sanatanam uktva shutva cha medhavi brahmaloke mahiyate. This also explained already. The 16th mantra, it is said, the teaching imparted by Lord Yama to Nachiketas, which also briefly presents the story associated with Nachiketas. Though it is said, Nachiketam Upakhyanam, and his teaching involved associated with the story of Nachiketas, by Lord Yama, which is again a timeless teaching. And having heard this, having received this teaching from the teacher, or even by listening to this teaching, a person, a wise person, Medhavi, revels in his own glory, Mahiyate, revels in his own glory of being one with the Brahman, the absolute reality. This is the meaning which you have already seen. You have to do the last mantra of this chapter. Is it clear? Do you remember what we have done? Brahmaloke Mahiyate means, please don't take the word loka as a place or something. Brahmalokaha here implies the absolute reality, Brahman itself. Mahiyate means the person revels in his own glory of being the very reality, being one with reality. So reveling in the glory of one's own revelling in the glory of being or being the Brahman itself means being free from all limitations. means everything else becomes accomplished. That's the benefit of jnanam, all we discussed. Now we move on to the last mantra. I'm coming to today's class. As we miss many classes, in between I have to really, it looks very as though after I'm seeing after a long, long time. I hope we try to do the classes every day. A concluding mantra of the third valli. Yayimam paramam guhyam. Yayimam paramam guhyam. Shravayed brahma sansadi. Yayimam paramam guhyam. Yayimam paramam guhyam. Shravayed brahma sansadi. Prayatashraddhakaleva, tadanantyaya kalpate, prayatashraddhakaleva, tadanantyaya kalpate, tadanantyaya kalpata iti, Yayimam paramam guhyam shravayet brahma samsadi. Yayimam paramam guhyam shravayet brahma samsadi. Prayatashraddhakaleva tadanantyaya kalpate. Prayatashraddhakaleva tadanantyaya kalpate. Tadanantyaya kalpata iti. Okay. Any accomplishment involves many steps before accomplishing that given end. So here also is Atma Jnanam, Brahma Jnanam presupposes the mental preparation. Of course, mental preparation implies being endowed with all qualifications. A person must have mukshutvam, there must be burning urge for moksha, and he must be committed to the pursuit of jnanam, because knowledge itself is freedom. It is possible for one to have the burning desire for moksha, but one may not connect the jnanam as the means of attainment of moksha. Even if a person has desire for jnanam, knowledge of the truth, he may not be able to accept the shastram as the pramanam. If you say, I want to see the sun, I want to see the sun, but I will not make use of my eyes, then we can't help. So, Shastra Pramanyam, one must have the Shraddha in Shastra Masti Pramanam. Then one must be able to operate the Pramanam called Shastram with the help of the teacher in terms of Shravanam and Mananam. Then one must have that contemplative disposition to be able to dwell upon the teaching. And for all that, a person must have Viveka Vairagyam first. One must have Vivekaha. One must have the discriminative understanding. Then one must have that Vairagyam. Effortlessly, naturally, one must become disinterested in everything else, everything time-bound. Because of his Viveka. If a person has Viveka Vairagyam, it will be very easy for him to follow all the disciplines strictly, to become committed to the pursuit of, you to become committed to live a life of dharma, values. Without Viveka Vairagyam, very difficult to live a life of dharma. Only a person with Viveka Vairagyam, it is possible for one to make all possible efforts to live a life of dharma. Thereby one can have all disciplines, mental disciplines, sensory discipline, shamaha, damaha. It's possible for one to withdraw oneself attention from everything else unwanted, upramaha. One will have this mental equanimity, titiksha will be possible, endurance will be possible. Then of course, shraddha in the shastram also is possible. And he can be very focused minded, samadhanam is possible. A person can have all disciplines. then such a person with a mukshutvam definitely will have adequately pure and steady mind, that he can have contemplative disposition of the mind, he can dwell upon the teaching, he can ascertain the teaching, enjoy the benefit of this teaching also. Therefore, that is true. But in this mantra, what Upanishad states is, of course, all those qualifications are important. Here, in this particular mantra, Upanishad states that even mere parayanam of this entire chapter, mere parayanam, I never heard of any other Upanishad like this. Mere parayanam of this entire chapter. Parayana means even the chanting without even beginning to know the meaning. If a person does the parayanam chanting of this chapter, entire chapter consisting of three vallis, then in due course of time, it will contribute for mental preparedness. And if he chants it, how, where should he chant? Not on his own. If he chants it in the presence of highly pious people, people who are predominantly of sattvic nature. If he chants, it will add for his punya, add to his punya. Not only that, if somebody passed away and every year on a specific day of the departure, tithi of the departure, we do the ancestral worship called Shraddham. So, even at the time of the performance of ancestral worship, known as Shraddham. What is Shraddham? Shraddham is a ritual. Ritual, a worship, a karma performed as a ancestral worship. Performed for the when a somebody passes away, this is something which is done every year. Every year it is done. On the day of the departure, this particular karma is done, ritual is done. It is actually, it's a Pitru karma. It's a Pitru karma, Pitru yajna. And if this, whoever chants this entire chapter, even at the time of the Shraddham, then the person will earn the blessings which will bless the person with good progeny in the family. Leave alone moksha and jnanam. They are some byproduct. Okay. If you understand the teaching, that's a different. See, look at this. We have got a knack now. Okay. Anyway, desperately waiting for progeny. And you must chant this on the day of Shraddham of somebody in the family. Somebody who passed away in the family. There is something nice to tell people. Not for jnanam, not for moksha, not for videha mukti, jivan mukti. Is for such thing also. Even mere chanting is useful. Of course, the person understands the meaning and then of course he can accomplish that absolute. Then, not only during the Paramahansa Shraddha ritual, even when the Brahmana priests who come for performing the Shraddha karma, when the food is offered to them, when they are specially given food, when they are eating, at that time also this entire chapter can be chanted. The concluding mantra is something different, okay? Somehow Upanishad wants to make us read, understand. So give all extra benefits it he's talking about, okay? I mean, other benefits, time-bound benefits. Timeless benefit has already been mentioned. Everlasting benefit has been mentioned already. Now, time-bound benefits are mentioned here. What are all the time-bound benefits we can have, main benefit we can have, if even if we do mere chanting of this entire first chapter consisting of three sections, three vallis. Of course, it will contribute for mental preparation, it will contribute for mental purification, it will help, it will bless a person with the punyam to be able to come across a good teacher. That like many benefits are mentioned here. We'll see that. Yaimam paramam guhyam shravayet brahma sansadi prayata shraddhaka leva tadanantyaya kalpate tadanantyaya kalpata iti. Okay. Now, yaha, you all know very well, I don't need to translate. In relative pronoun, which means whoever, whichever person, whoever, ever or ever, yaha. Shravayet. Yaha shravayet. Shravayet means shravayati. She shrunoti, listens, hears. Shravayati is a causative verb of shrunoti. Shrunoti listens. Shravayati makes other person listen. Shravayati is a causative verb. Ketal katkachedal. Shravayet, a person who makes him listen, make other person listen. Shravayati. If you chant, you make me listen. You from no bhavan shravayati, bhavati shravayati, aham shrunomi. I listen. Now I make you all listen. Okay, aham bhavataha shravayami. I make you all listen. Shunoti shravayati. Now, shravayet is a potential mode verb. Whoever shravayet, we take this shravayati. Whoever makes other people listen to this. I mean, whoever recites. This whoever is shravayati literally makes other person listen. Make other person listen means what? You must recite it. So whoever recites thereby makes other people listen to this. Listen to the chanting of this these mantras of the first chapter. Prayataha. And how should he recite it? Prayataha. See, prayataha. The word prayataha. With possible purification. With all possible purification. Prayataha. Whoever recites these mantras, may other people listen. With all possible purification, besides what? Imam paramam guhyam. Imam paramam guhyam means what? Imam. This exalted secret. Imam this paramam exalted guhyam secret. This exalted secret contained, okay? The mantras consisting of the exalted secret. Whoever recites thereby makes others listen. Okay. With possible purification, this exalted mantras consisting of this exalted secret. Where Brahma Sansadi, Samsad means assembly. Samsad means assembly. Brahma Samsadi means பிரம்மணாம் சம்சதி. Here, please make note, the word Brahma here does not mean the reality. The word Brahma here does not mean Veda. The word Brahma stands for Brahmanaha. Brahmananam sabhayam. That's the meaning. Brahma samsadi means Brahmananam sabhayam. In the assembly of highly pious, righteous men who are committed to live a Vedic way of life. Brahma samsadi means in the assembly of highly pious men who are committed to live a Vedic way of life. For learned also. Okay, when should he chant? Kadash, see, kim shravayet, kutra shravayet, kadash shravayet. Where should he recite? When should he recite? We understand, where should he recite? He should recite in the assembly of brahmanas, pious people. But when should he recite? Shraddha kale, at the time of shraddha. At the time of the ancestral worship known as Shraddha Karma. Okay, such a person, okay, where should he chant? When should he chant? What should he chant? We understood. Such a person, he chants these mantras revealing the exalted secret. Kalpate, kalpate, kalpate. Kalpate means contributes for a given end. It becomes conducive for accomplishing a given end. What is that? Anantyam, anantyam. See, anta means end. Anta means end. Anything pertaining to anta is antyam. Antyam means time-bound result. A result which has an anta. A result which has a beginning will have an end also. A result of an action which has an end is called what? Antyam palam. Antyam palam. Santyam palam or antyam palam is a result with an end. A result which will not have an end. A finite result will be antyam palam. Infinite result will be anantyam palam. Anantyam. Anta means end. Anything pertaining to an end is antyam. So anta here means what? An end, a result which is subject to time is antyam palam. Anantyam palam, na antyam palam is anantyam palam. Means what? Everlasting, timeless, infinite result. And this is a fact. Therefore, Upanishad, in order to conclude the first chapter, Upanishad repeats the sentence twice. The mantra sentence is repeated. Tade anantyaya kalpate, anantyaya kalpate iti. Tad anantyaya kalpate, tad anantyaya kalpate iti. So second time, same sentence is repeated to emphasize the fact revealed by the sentence and also to mention that the chapter comes to an end. The conclusion of the chapter and also the emphasis of the fact is revealed by repeating the same sentence. ஆனந்தியாய கல்பதே ஆனந்தியாய கல்பதே. மீன் இட் வில் கான்ட்ரிபியூட் ஃபார் தி அக்காம்ப்ளிஷ்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் தி அப்சல்யூட் டைம்லெஸ் எவர் லாஸ்டிங் இன்ஃபினிட் எண்ட். Okay, iti. So what will contribute for the accomplishment of the absolute end, infinite end, everlasting end? Ultimately, it contributes for the accomplishment of the end. It will create the conducive mental preparation. It will contribute for the conducive mental preparation for accomplishing the ultimate timeless result. What is that? So whoever, for that person, for such person, which person? Whoever chants this mantras of first chapter, we make other people listen, and mantras revealing the exalted secret. In the assembly of pious people who are committed to live a Vedic way of life, especially at the time of Shraddha, ancestral worship, then for such a person, this act of chanting in due course of time will, not one day, okay, every time with this, regularly a person chants it, it will contribute for the conducive mental preparation required for the attainment of the absolute end, thereby bless the person with the accomplishment of the absolute end. தது ஆனந்தியாய கல்பதே, தது ஆனந்தியாய கல்பதே. ஓகே, நவ் வாட் வீ கேன் டூ, சம்படி ஹேஸ் பாஸ்ட் அவே இன் தி ஃபேமிலி, அண்ட் அஃப்கோர்ஸ் எவ்ரி ஃபேமிலி தே மஸ்ட் ஓல்ட் பீப்புள் மஸ்ட் ஹவ் கான், அண்ட் பீப்புள் ஹூ ஆர் நோ தி கிராண்ட் பேரண்ட்ஸ் டெத் டே, ஆர் பேரண்ட்ஸ் டெத் டே, சம்படி இஸ் டெத் டே, இஃப் யூ ரிமெம்பர் நத்திங், யூ வில் நாட் லூஸ் எனி திங். டேக் தி ஹோல் சாப்டர் அண்ட் ரிசைட் திஸ். Don't worry about the means. As long as you recite it properly, that'll be good. And of course, people do Amavasya Tarpanam also. Tarpanam, they also can chant. Specifically on Shraddha day. Okay? Generally, Amavasya is said to be Anadhyayana Dinam. It's supposed to be learning the Vedas. Amavasya, certain days are Anadhyayana Dinani. But still, this particular chapter, you can chant during ancestral worship also. Because Lord Yama himself teaches. Okay. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. Suppose the person chants it with the knowledge, knowing the meaning also, in the assembly of Brahmanas. So Shankaracharya says, how prayataha means shuchihi bhutva, with all possible purification. Whether he chants means when should he chant? The question may arise. Shankaracharya says, when bunjananam, when the priests are eating, if a person chants this, definitely, ஆனந்தியாய மீன்ஸ் அனந்த பலாய கல்பதே, அனந்த பலாய சம்பத்யதே. ஓகே, வித் திஸ் தி சிம்பிள் வேர்ஸ், சிம்பிள் மந்திரா, கட்சி கடோபனிஷதி பிரதமோத்யாய சமாப்தா. இஸ் இட் கிளியர்? நவ் ஒன்ஸ் வி ஹேவ் ஃபினிஷ்ட் தி மந்திரஸ், மூல கிரந்த பட்டனம் இஸ் ஓவர், We have yet to redo the whole text with the Bhashyam from the beginning. Understand? Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Rubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.